Hello, Amy.
Well, hi. I think you can talk to any psychiatrist. They'll tell you that antisocials end up in life in two different places. They either end up in jail or they end up running companies, doing very well in American business, American religion, and American politics. We have a culture that encourages bullying. And to say otherwise is ridiculous.
Amy, I have to ask you a question.
Yeah.
You call quite often.
Yeah.
And you're always very sure of yourself. What aren't you sure of?
Why do you dismiss what I say? Why is it impossible for you that I might have knowledge?
No, I believe you. But this little sweeping statement you made, it just all of a sudden hit me during this call that I've talked to you a lot, and you're very sure of what you think. And
let me ask you a question.
Well, I'm in the middle of asking you one. You're very sure of why things are the way they are. Always when you call, I'm wondering, what aren't you sure of?
My question to you
is... Wait, I asked you a question first. I asked you this a while ago. You haven't answered it
yet. You're in the communication business. What is bothering you about my form of communication is that I speak in direct sentences.
No, I just asked a simple question.
I speak directly. I speak like a man. I don't ask your permission to have my opinions, which most women do.
You sound like you've been hurt in life quite a bit. By men? Have they hurt you a lot?
I don't think my personal life is any of your business, and I'm not going to share it.
Okay. You're going to answer my question about what you're not sure of?
I'm not sure that the current system is going to allow people like me to be alive in a year from now.
See, I knew it was bad. I knew it was bad. That's a dark picture. That's a
dark
picture.
It's a dark country, and not to see it is a little bit crazy. You are sitting in a situation where you're being used by your own employer, and you don't care as long as you get a paycheck.
See,
you're being used to draw in a young crowd.
Mm-hmm.
They want young people to listen to the propaganda spiel brought by every other DJ on your station. They can't reach the young, so they're using you, and you're willing to let them do it.
Uh-huh.
You said it yesterday. Their objective for you is to bring in young viewers.
I didn't
young
say
listeners.
That, did I?
Yes, you did.
It's part of a joke, I think. We pretty much have the same demographic target we've had for years, 25-54. Generally, that's what the advertisers
tend. But their hope is that those young people will continue on to listen to the other people that are lying on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's okay with you. And then you complain about sellouts. You're the biggest sellout in the Twin Cities.
Well, this conversation certainly has turned on a dime. Oh, what happens with one question? Well, you sound very bitter. Very, very unhappy, and I'm sorry that whatever has happened in your life has led to this. I'm sure there's a reason for it, and I'm sure any one of us going through the same situation would have wound up in the same place. Appreciate your call.